Hey. It's episode 214 of the Through Being Cool podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Knight Riders, Boogum Boys. Get in here. Witness us. My name is Patrick. I'm a guy on the show.
My name is Nick. I'm a Tristan on this show.
And Tristan is going to be here at 5 o'clock.
He said he doesn't have an invite.
That's not possible.
Impossible.
Although it would be very funny. Let me check the Zoom invite.
Yeah, check the Zoom invite.
Let's check the documents. Let's see if there's any evidence to his accusations. Let's see here. Oh, boy. What are you looking at here? Invite.
I bet he's lying. He's just taking a big old shit. He's
fucking making no-bake cookies with his butt.
Yeah. His big white butt.
Oh, I hate Tristan. I hate his big white butt. And we can say that because he'll never listen to this. Good Lord, my glasses are dirty.
Yeah, I wonder what I do throughout the day that causes me to get covered in the thin film of grease.
Yeah, and it's like, I never know how dirty they are until like Emily cleans them for me. And then I'm just like, oh, wow.
I can see.
I feel like I've been looking through, the world isn't covered in a weird pond film. Interesting.
Y'all know about seeing?
Y'all ever look at the world through a oil filter?
Y'all know about seeing and looking?
Let's just, you need to get in here. I want to tell my horrible story. There we go. I changed it to gallery view. I found it.
You're already recording?
Yeah, man. Rolling with those punches. Because we just started. Why not?
Because you all set a certain time. And that's the time that I was trying to come in on.
Called it.
I was fucking cleaning.
And I know, I was. I was cleaning my fucking dick and balls. Were you cleaning your cool white butt?
I mean, like, I could have been here on time if you all said 5:45, that I could have been there at 5:45.
You take this up with Nick.
I
taking this up with both of you.
Oh, I texted like and I said, I'm available now if you are, if you guys are. And Pat said, jumping on. And so I don't feel like anyone did anything wrong here.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Guess who didn't respond because they were busy cleaning?
Who?
Me.
Who? Oh.
This guy. I see. Putting the pieces together now.
Mm. Everything's fallen into place. Mm. The dominoes are. And at the end of it is Nick and I being wrong, huh?
It's not the first time.
Look at this high definition webcam image I have going. Look how good I look.
Damn, you got a filter on?
Yeah, it's called the Pat filter. It makes you look like this. I bought a laptop from my company. Meaning, nice. I said, hey, I'm going to buy this, and they've never sent me an invoice. So I'll pay for it, but you got to send me the invoice, and they haven't. So. Until then, brand new, free Dell 15 NVIDIA GeForce i7 8th Gen laptop.
It's yours now.
16 gigs of RAM. I'm going to start playing video games on it.
Should start making them.
I'm going to play Minesweeper on it.
Ooh, I've heard good things.
I'm eating on the podcast. I'm sorry. I've been waking up just to drink water and go back to sleep. I have not acclimated to the travel just yet. I'm back.
Are you unwell?
I don't know. I think I just got the travel crud, man. Hey, Tristan, what are you up to?
Not much.
How'd your cleaning go?
It was fine. Just tedious. I was cooking for tomorrow. I was making some no-bake cookies.
It's tomorrow.
Stopping by my parents. They're doing an Easter thing, so I'm gonna
don't
stop.
Make me don't make me ask you a question. You just said they're no bake. So were you building them, or is there actual like cooking in them?
It's not no cook. It's no bake. I didn't bake them. I cooked them.
I'm not being Patrick about this. Can someone explain that to me? I thought a no-bake cookie was like you put every, you just pretty much got all the ingredients, you stirred them up, and then you just left them on a sheet.
Well, you combine them.
Baking generally involves the oven.
Yeah.
You set it in the oven.
And an interaction with you usually includes attitude.
You asked a question. I'm trying to explain.
Oh boy, here we go.
What the fuck?
We start seven. How are we the bad guys for?
This is you. This is you. Asked a question.
I know it's you. This is you. You're right. I'm glad we understand each other. We're saying this.
You asked a question about what makes it baked or not.
You said you were okay. Let's. Hey, hello. Let's start over. You said you were cooking. My question to you is, what part of the no bake cookie experience involves heat?
I mean, it definitely involves heat.
Melting the chocolate, I guess, right?
You got to throw the milk, butter, cocoa into a saucepan or something. And then let that
stovetop venture.
Mm. Yeah, you got to let it boil for a minute and then take it. Then you add the peanut butter and the oats.
Penis butter.
So fucking good.
They're pretty good. I haven't gotten to try these yet, but I always make too much so that I make them for myself.
Did you scrape the bowl?
No.
You gotta scrape the bowl.
You guys know that Dave Attell joke about that?
Uh-uh.
It's like you don't get to be surprised if your kid's gay if he was chomping at the bit to lick the bowl and spoon.
Maybe I'm gay.
Hey, man, you're welcome.
I mean, the bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't not add up. So, I mean, for my personal
I scrape the bowl. So
scrape
I don't know what that
bowl,
says.
Scrape the bowl so that you can lick it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scrape the bowl, lick the spoon, I always say.
Yeah, you got to give it one good once around mm-hmm. to get all the stuff off. And then,
That's what my mom always said.
What's that?
Scrape the bowl, lick the spoon.
What's that old saying? Like, give a boy, spoil a boy with a spare rod or whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Spoil the child, spare the rod.
Yes. Spoil the child with your spare rod. That's the saying.
If it rhymes, it has to be true.
Since you guys are talking about licking bowls and shit, have you ever
scraping bowls, licking spoons?
Sorry. Have you ever immediately changed the way you view somebody when you see how they eat?
I've immediately changed the way I feel about them.
At least in the moment, yeah.
Okay.
If someone chews with their mouth open, I assume that they were either raised by their grandparents or by savages.
Sometimes one and the same.
Could be.
I was on a business trip and I had to go to one business center because I rearranged my flights to leave early. Thank you, United. More like Poonited. More on that later. But I watched a guy who's got like a real big like ego and like real like my way's the best way and like real not confrontational but a real know-it-all kind of guy,
a real whiz kid,
yeah,
fucking egghead
in his own mind, yes. And he's one of those guys where like you're like, okay, he's not usually wrong, but he just like says things like an asshole. So he's an inside kid. And if I had to describe him, I would say he definitely met all of his girlfriends at church. And then I found out like a day later I was right. But I watched him eat and he didn't so much like partake or share the appetizer so much as he finger fucked it so no one else wanted any. Like didn't reach in to like get it with like a fork and a spoon or like, you know, the stuff you would never do that if you were with like a significant other or like friends, you know what I mean? Things that you wouldn't do, but things that you would definitely do if you're around like coworkers, you know.
Who hires those guys?
I've met
those guys who
just in there. Them. Well, he was just in there, just like gripping, like not taken from the top or a side, so that like whatever he touched, he got. Like I'm talking like a claw, like put his hand over the top and then just like pulled it toward him.
Ugh.
And I was like, well, I wasn't going to eat any of it to begin with. I don't eat shared plates in a group setting like that.
Fucking mittened it.
Yeah, he mittened it. Straight up mittened it. And then like he just got like his, like the sauce, like grabbed the sauce and then like just poured it over his plate and then like put the sauce back, but like then like licked his fingers.
Ew.
And then like ate with his hands, which it wasn't necessarily not a finger food, but nobody else was doing that. And then he like got his thumb and like rubbed it all across his plate and was like doing that kind of shit.
Just licking his fingers?
Yeah, just like, and like talking the entire time he was
eating. You should mail him a bomb.
in
Minecraft.
In Minecraft, right, yeah. And I just like watched him do this and like, to the point of like, oh, I'm not eating any of these appetizers because this guy is just straight up. The only way to describe it is like he molested those foods. Like he, and like in front of everybody. He was doing it in such a way that like another guy who I work with, who I'm not going to say I'm like tight with, but like we can shoot the shit.
Whoa.
And like, it's my Hue bulb. And we can like dunk on people together. Like he was just like, I, he said kind of like what you said, Nick. He's like, we should have to start taking people out to lunch as part of the interview process and make them go out with other people first.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because
make that part of the interview process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see who's the psychopath.
I've had some lunch interviews before.
I mean, there's that, but there's also like just to see if you can get along with other people. I don't know. The talking with his mouth full.
Maybe
just,
that's part of it. Maybe that was what they did. They saw I had table manners.
It was just really funny because the guy I was with, he said something that made me laugh. He's like, anyone who uses their thumb as a spoon is never allowed to talk at me about anything.
Fucking pudding fingers.
Really. Yeah, just like
my germs.
Like we both, dude. Yes, it was like that. If you guys will give me 8 minutes, I want to tell you a story of how I got home yesterday.
Absolutely.
And then I'm not gonna talk anymore.
Have you timed this?
I don't want to commandeer the first half of the show with this. So I was flying home yesterday. Got to the airport. Plenty of time to spare, got through security, all that jazz. Everything was going fine. They moved my gate 4 different times. So damn. For a point of reference, they changed it from B4 all the way to B6.
To after.
No, to, very funny. To B66, which is 62 terminals away.
What airport?
I don't want to say.
Big one?
Yeah, big one. Denver. Denver. I don't fucking care. Denver. It's a Denver airport.
That was my concern.
Yeah. I did it on my watch. It was a mile.
Jesus Christ.
It was a mile of terminal. And then about an hour before takeoff, thanks, they switch it from B66 to B8. So walked all the way down there again. So I was like, surely they're not going to change it with the time it takes to get on the plane. No, nope, they changed it back to B66.
Get fucked.
So
you get your steps in.
And let's keep in mind, I'm also wearing a knee brace. So that sucked. So then I see the plane at the terminal. So I'm like, okay,
what's wrong with your knee?
Are you serious?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. It's like, so I see the plane at the terminal, right? And I'm like, okay. I asked the person who worked at the front desk. I was like, we're good, right? You guys aren't going to move this shit again? She goes, no, it's here. You're good to go. And I was like, all right, cool. So this is like 30, 40 minutes before they start loading. I go to one of the little shops to get like a water and a sandwich or whatever to kill some, you know, to eat. And standing behind these two Asian women. Tristan, I already see you doing it. Stand behind these two Asian women who are trying to check out with the very nice, very patient gentleman working the counter. And they just can't seem to figure out the debit card situation. He keeps pointing to it and saying, you know, tap or insert. You can tap it or insert it. And
bop
it. I'm not kidding you. One woman holds up Canadian money. And the other woman holds up 3 different debit cards. And they both hand all of it to the guy. And so he's like, okay. And he hands her, I mean, that's what I did in Europe. I did that when I was in London, but I would just open like, hey, I'm not from here. How much is this? Or I just use my debit card, just be done with it.
How many queens?
So he hands her back the cash money because it's not gonna fucking work. And then he tries all three cards and none of them work. At this point, I've been standing behind them for 5 minutes. There's nobody else in the store to work the other register. And then instead of them just like, I was going to say bowing out, but that seems racist. Instead of them just being like, cut their losses and go, they just proceed to then start handing him more Canadian money. Like, that's the issue. And I don't need to say this to you guys. They did not speak any English, which would have been fine because I don't think that English was the guy's working there's first language either. Tristan, I see you getting ready to be mean to me. Okay. No. So in a moment of just like, in a moment of silent fuck this, I just turn around and I put my water back and I put my sandwich back and I just leave. Okay. I'm like, I'll go to a different one. It's an airport, whatever. So I go down a couple terminals and I go to the other pretty much same shit, right? Grab a water, this time a granola bar, and I'm behind two Asian gentlemen who are running into the exact same issue. Their cards are not working, and they are also handing this guy money that's just not American dollar bills. And at this point, I'm like, this is just fucking, what are the chances? Like, this would be happening again. And then I think,
what are the odds?
And then I think, okay, international airport, there's a lot of Asian people. The chances of this happening probably aren't as slim as I think they are. This probably happens all the time with tourists from everywhere. That this, either they didn't get their card figured out, you know what I mean? Or they don't know the currency. This probably happens. I was very calm.
There are probably a lot of Asian people.
Who's to say?
Like, in the world?
Yeah. No, I'm talking in and out of that airport. It's an international airport. What I'm saying is, like, I'm sure the interaction I'm encountering happens.
I'm in the world, but
all the time.
That makes sense too.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, you know, if this was happening at like a Kroger, I'd be fucking furious. But like at an airport, whatever, you know, fucking whatever. Luckily at this little convenient store area, there was another
convenience store, am I right?
Hey man, text it, put it in the chat. That's the name of the episode. I just go to the other register and she's like, hey, I'll take care of you. So she checks me out, everything's good to go. And the guys are still at the desk, just like befuddled. Like, not the guy working the register doesn't know what to say to them. And I'm sure airports have real strict just give it away for the sake of getting the interaction over policies. You know what I mean? For some reason, it seems like when I think of an airport, they seem like they're pretty strict on like how things are supposed to go. So I leave and I go and I sit by my flight or whatever. They go, hey, are there any old people or cripples who need to get on the flight earlier because they're slow? I stand up, walk past all these people with strollers, and I'm like, in my mind, because, hey, guys, you guys paid $10 for a knee brace. You can get on every airplane super quick. Cheat code, if you don't mind throwing that into the universe. But I needed it.
Limp.
My knee sucks.
Well, you did walk like 3 miles.
I'm not saying I'm entitled, but I'm just saying, like, I get real upset when breeders get special privileges over me. And I'll take every chance I can to squash it. Yeah, just because you let your junk fester and grow and escape doesn't mean you get anything over me. Anyway, get on the plane early. Everything's good to go. Plane's loading up. They're doing the whole thing of like, hey, this plane's going to be full. Any carry-on? That whole fucking shtick. Sitting there. They go to shut the door, and then the guy stops him from shutting the door. And the captain goes, and when I say this next line, you don't get points for jumping ahead, so just wait it out, okay? We're sitting there, and the captain goes, hey, we're waiting on a few passengers before we're going to take off. We're going to give them about 15 minutes, and then we're going to leave. But just so you know, we're in a holding position already, so this will not add any more minutes to your trip. Just wanted to let you guys know the status of the flight. So everybody's like, whatever, whatever. I look in front of me, not in front of me directly, but two rows in front of me, there are four empty seats. And 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by, and then people are starting to be like, this flight was supposed to leave 10 minutes ago over the intercom. Hey guys, we're waiting on four passengers. We're going to give them 10 more minutes. It's we're up next. We've been told we can give them 10 more minutes to get on the plane. 12 minutes later, the four rambling Asians shamble onto the plane. They are the same four Asians that I encountered at the two different convenience stores. The two different inconvenience stores.
See, that now just means what I was going to say. I was going to say this in the beginning, but that just cements that it's not your fault, but you walked into a romantic comedy. That's what happened. you were not the protagonist in this story.
They're all together. They're together.
Well, yeah, now they are, because now they've already sorted out.
Yeah, I walked into a K-drama I wasn't aware of. So they walk on the plane, and I look up and I out loud go, well, I out loud went, fuck me. No fucking way. How? Okay. Now, as I've said to you, there are two rows in front of me, four open seats. Okay. And I'm in the back of the plane. There's four open seats. These four people get on the plane with no belongings. They have no belongings on them. They're holding just their paper tickets.
You can't say they don't belong.
they're just holding their paper tickets, their boarding passes. Okay. And they see that the plane is packed. There's no way to not see that there are only four seats available. And they walk past their seats three times before turning around to go sit down in those four open seats.
Okay, this doesn't just sound like a language barrier.
Not only that, they start opening up the carry-on luggage shit. They have no luggage. I mean, that's what I said to myself. I was like, well, they're trying to get in there? Well, they're trying to hide. They're trying to get more space on the carry-on. There's no carry-on. They don't have any carry-on. There's no reason for them to be opening stuff. And then they sit down, and then a smell starts to come out.
What's the smell?
Cigarettes. They were late for the flight because they were smoking cigarettes. Because they did not smell like cigarettes when I encountered either set of them at either of the gift shops. But when they got on that plane, I watched everyone around me be like, just get a waft of cigarette smoke. It was so bad that they came over the intercom and they're like, hey, we're going to be running the AC to get some circulation in the back of the cabin. It's not going to be that long of a flight, so just don't worry if it gets too cold. We apologize. You can adjust the AC over your own personal, you know, up at the top, that whole thing. They fucking iced box that fucking plane for 2 hours and 55 minutes trying to get the cigarette smell to go away. All it did was make it sit like a brick. So the entire flight back was freezing.
And cold, just stinky,
cold, and just reeked of cigarettes.
So that cold stink is the worst. Dude,
that fucking Arctic stink.
That fucking frigid stink.
Dude, fucking icy stench coming off those rambling Asians.
That chili stink.
Dude, when they four walked on the plane, I was like, this is not real. This is not
that
real.
Shiver stench.
put that in the thing. Put that.
Okay.
But you did get to get back a day early. So I did. Give and take.
Yeah, I guess. And now I'm just back feeling like absolute dog shit today. Yeah. It's just today's not been great. So
what time did you get back?
I got back last night at like 9:30. But it's like 8:30 technically, and it's just it couldn't get to sleep because you know how
it
is.
Off today?
No, I mean there's really no reason to because there's nothing scheduled, so I just was clocked in and hung out for the most part. So it would have been a waste of a PTO day because today was the day everyone else was traveling, so there was nothing, anything I needed I couldn't really fucking work on, you know.
Yeah.
And like I kind of timed it that way on purpose because I was like, there's no way I'm gonna try to fucking fly out of an international airport on Good Friday before a long fucking weekend over Easter, like get me the fuck out of here. Yeah, I've gotten to the point now where like I know my way around the Denver airport. Lastly, I will say that there was a I think I've told you guys before, like the hotel I stay at shares a parking lot with an enormous, like comically large shooting range. And there was a concealed carry symposium at my hotel.
How did you know?
Because there were signs everywhere. There were signs everywhere.
No, it was a joke because
yeah,
the guns are concealed.
Here's what's interesting. Can't have guns in the room. So that just meant that the cars,
have to check them up front.
The cars outside were just loaded with machine.
Oh, yeah. There forget was, about cars.
Yeah. Colorado apparently is like super into guns.
That's fun.
Interesting.
I saw more. I mean, the easy joke to make is like, I haven't seen more Punisher logos by guys who obviously never read a comic book. Like, it was, there were so many like, let's go Brandon stickers on shit. And I was like, man, I feel like I haven't left Alabama. Oof, got my own little personal Huntsville up in the Rockies, huh?
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't realize that Colorado had that, it was like that right leaning.
I don't know that it is, and it wasn't just like a perfect storm of like the thing that the hotel shares a parking lot with, along with just like that activity that was going on this weekend where those guys were getting in early for. But I mean, I go down to the lobby for breakfast and I was glad I was wearing long sleeves because I'm pretty sure I would have got some like, hey, brother, you down for the cause? J6, bro. Yeah. Hey, brother. QAnon shit, right? Yeah.
Where
we go when we go all, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But he just stops the first half to see if you film the second half.
Oh, like that fucking response. Like that fucking dick bag at Target with a burner phone in the wheelchair. Where we go one, get the fuck away from me, man.
Well, that's fun. Well, I'm glad you made it back.
Thanks, man. I almost took a voucher on the flight to Denver from Atlanta.
For what? What's the voucher for?
$500 and a night stay.
Where'd you get to stay?
On the airport. I think they had like a hotel right off the Atlanta airport, but that also came with
stay
like,
in the airport.
They said it was like $500, a night voucher, and then a $100 gift card to Lyft. So if you wanted to actually go into like Atlanta proper, you could. And I was like, how early can you get me there tomorrow morning? I was going straight to the office. But the earliest flight there was like 9 o'clock. And I was like, that's cutting it close.
That's interesting. I figured that an airport would have like contracts with local taxi services instead of.
They did until rideshare started. There used to be a thing where like rideshares weren't allowed at certain airports.
Yeah. Now they have like signs, like company specific signs.
Because the company would come in and buy a bunch of advertising or like promise to like fix up that part of the parking structure to get their places for cars. Yeah. And
like Uber or Lyft.
What is it?
Is it Uber?
It's Uber.
Lyft?
Mm-hmm. It's Uber and Lyfted. Lyft.
Lyft, I think.
Lyft, yeah. Rental car companies were not pumped about it.
If I can make a recommendation, you wouldn't do this on like business, but I've done 3 times now. Toro, I think is what it's called. But it's like you rent cars from people.
Yeah.
But most of them have like multiple cars and treat it like a rental company, but they're like super cheaper and they'll bring it to you.
Do I have to take them home?
My insurance covers it. No, they'll come pick it up. You have to check because they don't all do that. But I fucking love it. It's awesome.
Is that similar to that? Like, I know when we were in Chicago, we could have, like, you can buy parking or you can rent parking spaces in front of people's houses and shit. Is that the same thing?
No. This is just cars.
Yeah, I don't.
It's cool.
That makes me nervous. It's a really cool idea. Of that, like, I love that disruptor economy stuff.
And you can get, like we got a really fucking wild, I don't remember what it was. It was some, like, fancy car, like a, what do you call it? I don't know, like an SUV type thing that was really nice that was like super cheap because it was last minute or something. I don't know. It was blue. I don't know cars. It was blue though. Trust me. It was blue.
Yeah, it's probably a monster truck. Were you in Gravedigger? did you rent Gravedigger?
I think it was a monster truck.
That's probably
honestly. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was a monster truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the big blue horse stallion at the Denver airport.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you touch it?
No. Last guy who touched it got his femoral artery cut when it fell on him.
Yeah.
It what?
The builder.
It'll stomp you to death.
The sculptor, he was building the giant red stallion with huge nuts. A part of it fell on him and like cut his leg and bled to death.
Jesus.
Cut it clean off.
Yeah.
They really cut his leg off?
I don't know. It cut his femoral
cut his whole body off.
Cut his artery. Yeah.
Well, technically, if you cut your leg off, you did also cut your body off.
Nick. Yeah, cut his whole body off. All that was left was his leg.
Did you guys hear about how the guy from Static X died?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who like gels his, the guy with the hair?
Wayne Static.
Yeah, his hair got too heavy and his neck fell off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
You don't know that it isn't.
Do you used to play in Smashing Pumpkins?
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Fucking for real.
Wayne Static was in Smashing Pumpkins.
Give it a goog.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You provide me with that info. I'm not looking that up myself.
Okay.
I'm very lazy. I'm standing up because I will fall asleep.
Ooh.
He's a loser.
You know how like they say Billy Corgan's like a real fucking asshole?
Yeah.
I've heard that. He had nothing but nice things to say about Wayne Static. He was like, he was so creative and just like the nicest dude.
Yeah, but do you think he's
being troubled?
Think he's being an asshole about it though?
No,
he's very talented. He wrote the hit song genuine. He's a loser. Industrial music makes me fucking nervous. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And I wish I did because it would be fun to explore a new genre, but I don't care for it.
I think it's the way it's recorded in the production. There's no low end to most of that shit. It's just all treble. It's all treble and mids. It sounds like someone's playing a guitar and then just throwing a bunch of hammers at a wall.
Would you consider the guy who does the Silent Hill music, Akira Yamaoka? Is that industrial?
I'm not familiar enough with it to say that. When I think of industrial, I think of like Rammstein, Nine Inch Nails.
Mm.
Okay, so
this is mostly just instrumental stuff, but it's very...
What's it called?
It's the guy who did the music for the original Silent Hill games, Akira Yamaoka.
So, but would that music... Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm asking, if that would be considered.
So the music from the first Silent Hill?
Yeah, Silent Hill 2 or 3 or 4, I guess. But it's mostly just like a lot of grinding and clashing. And
I remember in the movie, I knew something bad was going to happen because the locust would start playing. It wasn't the locust, but it sounded just like the locust.
I think that's like ambient music, isn't it?
It is. He has some musical tracks, but
what's his name?
Akira
Matata
Yamaoka. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
R.I.P. Akira Tomoyoko. Is that right? Am I saying it right?
Akira Toriyama.
I'm thinking of the guy who wrote Akira. I'm mixing up the author's names. My apologies.
Nice.
Yeah, Dragon Ball. R.I.P.
Yeah, I don't know how he died, but...
Brain bleed is what I saw.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
damn.
Like... Those guys don't live that long, man. Like, manga guys in Japanese... I mean, I'm surprised Miyazaki's... not Miyazaki. Studio Ghibli. That gentleman.
Yeah, it's Miyazaki.
Okay, Miyazaki. I'm surprised that guy's still around.
True. I mean, yeah, they do get
warped. Industrial. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that they do get worked to death. So yeah,
I'm reading the tits off Berserk, Tristan. I'm loving it.
What are you reading it on?
I found a website that has all of them. It's been reading on that.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'll shoot you a link.
I've got the first chapter or the first book. And
black one, The leather, the heavy ones?
No, this was a Christmas present. So it's like, it's one of the smaller ones, but
it's sick. And I mean that in like, I just love the artwork. So it's one of the few things where I'm like, I don't need to read the dialogue to still enjoy the shit out of this, because the artwork is so fucking rad.
I'm sorry, I was listening to Akima Yamamoto. What were we talking about?
Berserk.
What is it?
The manga.
Berserk. Anime.
Oh.
His name's Guts. He's got a big sword. And he fights demons.
Yeah.
And occasionally
I read the first chapter, and then there's one more chapter, and I hadn't read it yet just because I didn't want to read the entire thing without knowing where to find the other ones.
I'll shoot you the link to it. Heads up, you're gonna want to look at it in incognito mode, or you're gonna get a lot of suspect pop-up ads of a lot of animals with fucking huge pussies.
I'm gonna get sus pops.
Animals with huge pussies.
Yeah, there was one. I saw a horse girl with bunny ears and a clit the size of a fucking hangnail.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm trying to read Berserk. I don't have time to jack off to this. I don't know how old this horse is. Can that be the name of the episode? I don't know how old this horse is.
Yes.
Can someone put that in the channel for us?
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, Tristan.
Thank you.
They're pretty good. They're pretty high quality, like rips, but you can tell that sometimes it's just a digital rip. But I'm enjoying it. The chapters, I think 19 through 24 are a little slow because they're kind of like a little too much knights in shining armor for me and not enough monsters, but we'll get there. Mm-hmm. It's building towards.
I've heard nothing but good things about it, and it's endured for like 30 years or whatever.
The art's fucking rad. I'm coming around on manga when I turn 40, man. I'm into it.
I mean, that's a huge inspiration for the Souls games.
Yeah, I was getting that feel of like, I feel like I'm reading what I think. If someone was to like tell me how they played Elden Ring, I think that this would fit it. Like this could fit someone's playthrough of Elden Ring, not mine, because you know how I play games. But
straight line, fuck everything.
That's not true. You finished the game. Everything. It's one of the funniest things you've ever said, Tristan.
I'm putting it on my headstone. He walked in a
from my sense of humor.
That'll be on my urn. He walked in a straight line and ruined everything.
You did. You finished Elden Ring, didn't you?
What?
You finished Elden Ring, didn't you?
Oh, fucking yeah, dog.
That's right. That's right. You did.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, baby. I finished it.
Now, did you go to New Game Plus or did you just leave?
No. I'm good. It was enough.
I mean, that's good though, because if you did go to New Game Plus, then you'd have to, if you were going to do the DLC, you'd have to get all the way back to Moog's Palace, and then all your DLC stuff would be New Game Plus, which would be harder.
Yeah. No.
I've learned my lesson from that. All my game, like my game's ready to go for the DLC.
I want to get Dragon's Dogma just because everyone's saying it's fucking wild. Nobody's having the same experience. Everybody's having their own experience with the game. And everybody's been like, the best thing I've heard about it is like, it's never a dull moment.
I'm intrigued. I hear it's having a lot of performance issues on PC. But
I ain't got one of those. But yeah, dude, I'm on it right now.
Yeah, I've been having some performance issues on ED. You know what I'm saying?
Please tell us all about it.
That's not true.
Oh, fucking braggart over here.
Well, I mean,
fucking
it's not
Nikki Hardcocks over there.
It's not never true.
Fucking
but,
Nikki
you know.
Drips over there with his I'm hard wiener.
Big hard white wiener.
You're fucking and
your big white dick.
Your big white dick and Tristan's clean white butt.
What?
And you guys are just
why are you referencing those both together? And besides, I've got a hairy butt.
before you got on, I said, Tristan said, Patrick said, where's Tristan? And I said, I bet he's taking a shit. And I don't know, Patrick said something, and I said, with his big white butt.
And then I said, we can say this because
thing just
it would be true though.
And I said, we can say that because he's never going to hear this. Is your whole butt hairy? Because mine's only hairy like where my legs meet my cheeks at the bottom. It's a nightmare. I mean, right there.
Yeah, I look like I sat on a granddaddy long legs.
A bunch of them.
Ew.
Not my joke. It's not my joke. It's a good joke though.
It's a gross joke.
Nick looks like he put double-sided sticky tape on his butt and drug it across the floor, a barbershop floor, like a dog.
I've got a somewhat hairy ass, but it's not that hairy. But my crack around in and around my asshole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rough.
McGruff.
But McGruff. Did you ever shave it?
No.
Turn your fucking asshole into an Iron Maiden?
No.
To an Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Claws.
But
every step is like sharp pins going against the cheeks themselves.
Oh, because you shaved and then it's growing back.
Yeah, your anus is the prisoner, but your cheeks are the
confines. Oh, it's great for a day.
Would that make your butt sweat more?
It doesn't make it sweat more, but it's more noticeable.
Okay.
Because it's not getting trapped in your hair.
Fart's 10 times funnier.
When I shaved my front that one time, my entire front, and I looked like I shaved my entire front. I felt like my balls were and my dick were just all like swimming.
Did you just do like to here?
Yeah,
like
you had
a seam like an action figure.
I did for no shit. I did like from my collarbones to like the like right below, right like my collarbones down to like my dick and balls. I shaved all of it. And like I took my clothes off in front of Emily, and she's like, "You look like boiled chicken."
I used to trim my chest hair before I before I stopped being able to work out, like when I looked good without a shirt. Yeah, I used to trim my chest hair.
Huh.
When I worked out, one, I liked how it looked, but two,
that's fine.
When I worked out a lot, I was always so fucking hot all the goddamn time.
I thought that
really hot.
Yeah.
And so when you trim your chest hair, you would be shocked at how much cooler it keeps you.
Do you feel cool?
I felt really cool. But also, I mean, a good part of it was I just like how I looked. And when
look good, feel good. I always
feel good. But I don't look good now. I mean, I look fine.
Big butt.
I don't look
butt.
Like how I used to look. But no one does. Right?
Yeah. I look good as shit now. Strong as fuck. Look at my arms in these. This is a large.
God damn.
Look at it. This is a large shirt.
You do. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude.
You look good.
Yeah, Emily hates it.
Well,
she likes.
She hates how strong you are.
I like it. So
she likes chubber boys.
Keep doing it.
She won't admit it, but she wants a belly on her back, and she hates that when I say that.
Ew.
I can't imagine why.
That's a really gross turn of phrase.
Yeah, don't say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, didn't mean to offend you. Hey, man, don't say that.
Well, it is a gross. I mean, I'm not picturing her, but just the visual of a belly on a back is not attractive. I mean, it's gross.
What if that's where you did keep it, though? Where you keep your belly?
Oh, you're talking
on
about like
someone else's back,
like shelves, like a body shelf. Because I've seen
instead of your belly being in front, it's on your back.
I see a lot of people here in my area who look like they just got bellies all around. They got bellies above their knees. Some of them look like they got bellies coming out of their shoes.
Where does the belly end?
And the fun begin.
It depends on the belly, I guess.
I guess the belly's in the eye of the beholder.
Beer holder. It's not a beer belly. It's a fuel tank for a fuck machine or something. What is it? What's that t-shirt? That's very funny, Nick.
Thank you.
That's not a beer belly. It's a full tank for a sex machine. Yeah, that's what it is.
I like yours better.
Yeah. This isn't a beer belly. It's my fuck tank. Bitch.
That's just more direct and to the point.
Oh, man. I will say that thankfully on this Denver trip, no one offered to take me to a dispensary or unprovoked told me where one was. So thanks.
What do they dispense?
Why not? I thought you were cool.
I mean, I am cool, but I got my CBD gummies to be a controlled cool. I don't want to go to the, I don't want to go to the spirit world on a business trip because I'll freak out. Try to take a bath to death.
Now that's why you do it before, like when you get done for the day, when you get back to the hotel.
No, I can't be doing that kind of shit and be left alone on my own devices. I can't. No, 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 no. That's bad news bears, man. I can't do that.
It's not a hallucinogen.
I know, but I don't trust myself to not be like, oh, not I don't feel anything. Yeah, I don't feel anything. Better take all of them. Like, I don't. When you have a substance abuse problem, like, just, you know how it is. Like, you guys are addicts. You guys know what it's like.
I thought you had some. I thought you had gummies.
I have CBD gummies. Those, you could eat all of them, and if they're, you're gonna get the same effect whether you take one or six. And if you take more than you need to, you're just gonna get a headache.
Yeah, tummy ache.
Yeah. I took them before my flight on the way there, and I just put them to sleep, which is good. That's what I wanted. Patty boy got plum tuckered out. I watched Dune on the plane.
The first Dune. I'm assuming that they wouldn't have the second Dune on the plane.
You show me a plane that's got Dune 2 on it, I'm going to take a flight on that plane.
It's an expensive movie ticket.
Work expense, dog.
Or a subpar experience.
Hey, fuck off.
Subpar experience.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're on a fucking plane.
I almost got a first class ticket because I knew work was going to pay it back. I almost fucking did it.
That's how I was going to ask how that would work with your $500 if you'd taken them up on that offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever fly first class? I did like once.
No.
Just I've gotten my company pay for business, but that's it.
It seems
sometimes
like
I'll say that's all that was left.
It seems like a fucking like it just seems like such a shitty thing to pay for. It almost seems like you should only get it if like you spend enough money with that airplane and they like put you on it. Like you earn that spot. Like to be able to spend that much money for like unless you're doing like an international flight, I can't imagine the first class from Huntsville to Atlanta, which is a 38 minute flight, is worth whatever they're fucking charging for it.
Yeah, I don't even know what those prices are these days. It's got to be outrageous.
Atlanta to Denver, a first class was $1,400. That's $1,400 for 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And you get a full can of soda.
Ooh.
Now, like on the international flights, where like you get the little privacy curtain and like the seats go all the way fucking back and you can lay down, I could see why you'd want to put that money into it. But also, I could also see how you could just nut up, buy business class, and have $700 extra to spend.
It's too much.
So is that where you were, business class?
No, I sat economy because I booked less. Because my flight back, I got like a real shitty plane, a real shitty chair, a real shitty everything because I booked it like 2 days before I was supposed to leave. Because that flight wasn't even available when I booked originally. There was only a flight back Friday morning. But when I got back on Monday, I just checked just for shits and gigs, saw there was a Thursday flight and took it. Plus, I got to leave the fucking summit thing early, which is always a plus. Rode in a Tesla. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Oh,
how about that?
It didn't catch fire.
It didn't catch it, but it's funny you mentioned that. Hot as fuck in there, though. Like, he had the AC at 62 cranking it, still hot as balls. The whole thing's windows. The whole thing's windows. It's hot as shit in that car.
Was it hot outside? Was
no.
It sunny?
Seven. It was sunny. It was also 71 degrees outside.
Really?
And he had the AC at like 64, and it was hot as fuck in the car.
Damn.
But also altitude, you're closer to the sun. That's science. That's not a joke. It's actually a mile high. So there is that to factor in.
Capacity. And the atmosphere is thinner, right? So right. Isn't the sun like there's the UV is stronger?
Oh, I've gotten sunburned walking across the parking. It is. I feel
like I've heard that.
I got burned walking to the grocery store, which was less than a block away the first time I went to Denver.
Got
to
bring your parasol.
Dude, I hired a butler. I hired my own Farnsworth Bentley. That's a joke for everyone over 35. And
Barnsworth Fentley.
And Teslas, I think they're they look cheap when you get inside. I don't need really? Wood. Yeah, I don't need wood grain in a car. That's stupid.
Ew.
Yeah. The whole it's just a monitor. Like there's just it's fucking Tristan, you and I know what happens when a software update goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's part of why I have no interest in getting something like that.
I felt like an old fogey being like, do you have any cars that don't have center HUD displays? And the guys at CarMax were like, no, we pretty much anything you get after 2018 is going to have that stuff in it. And I was like, I don't want to sound like a crazy alarmist, but that just makes me nervous. I was like, is it connected to the engine in any way? And they're like, no, not, it's not. If this goes out, you can still drive your car. And I was like, okay, good. That's all I want to know about. Tesla's not the case.
I was gonna say that's yeah. not
no no
my new car has a display panel, of course, because like you said, like they all have it now.
Yeah,
so it's weird getting used to it, but it's not attached to the engine or anything like that.
And like I asked the dude, I was like, hey man, if that thing doesn't come on, can you turn the car on? And he's like, no. And I was like, fuck. And he goes, what? I was like, I work in software. Like I know how easily something can get crippled through a bad update. And I was just like, doesn't that scare you? And he goes, yeah, you know, but nice car, great, real efficient. I was like, all right, man. Thanks for the ride. And then he talked to me about his time in the Marines, and I wish he had.
Hoorah.
Yeah. Just because he asked me if I was military, and I said no. And he goes, you look like a military guy. And I was like, my military kid, my dad was Special Forces. And then that just like opened the gate for him to just give me his oral history of wartime. And I was like, yeah man, cool, thank you for your service.
Did he get him?
It's always that thing of like the dudes who want to talk about it are not usually the ones who did anything. That's typically the case. And that's not me being like macho army kid about it. That's just what everyone has ever told me in every branch that they served in. If they're rambling on about it, it probably didn't happen like that. Or they weren't there at all and they read the report and know that you didn't. So everybody knows a guy if you're in the Marines or part of SEAL Team 6, everyone was going to get the call to kill Osama. They just missed the call. I'm sucking a dick for all you listeners at home. I'm sucking one of Nick's big white dicks.
Just one of them, though.
Just one of them. He's got a dozen white dicks.
Mm. I don't have anything to talk about. All my stuff is boring.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. I need boring.
I got a new synth.
See, that's not boring. That's good. That's
exciting. I'd rather hear your stories. I'm a horrible storyteller.
Mine is just
that's not true. I feel like you threw that out there waiting for someone to correct you.
No, honestly, no.
Okay.
I mean, if I plan it ahead of time and like think it out, I can kind of, I'm okay, but I can't just
practice
like
it in the mirror before hitting the stage with the whole T-Dog and Patty Naps.
Yeah. I got to workshop it.
No, I was just going to say, I don't remember if I mentioned that they were replacing my floor in the kitchen.
You did mention it. How'd that go?
What'd they
replace it with?
Ceiling. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, Now you got an upside down kitchen. You don't know what to do. You see, it's funny because like if you step in there, you just float right up feet first to the new ceiling.
Just yeah, absolutely.
Right back up. You got a funhouse kitchen, bro. You'll be doing no baking in there. Hey guys, you'll catch the floor on fire. Yeah.
It's a callback. They actually replaced it with some sort of like gray tile. It looks nice, but it kind of sucks because everything in my kitchen, even the stuff that was in drawers, like my silverware and stuff, is just coated in a powder of like wood grain and stuff from where they had to take all that wood out and shave stuff down and make cuts and alterations and stuff. So I've got to clean that fucking kitchen now because it's
shitty.
A little bit, but that powder and stuff is everywhere.
They didn't come in with like a shop vac?
No, hell no.
Did they have to use any fans or anything?
Nope. So it all just settled on the countertops in my drawers and stuff.
Oh, sucks, man. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Have you tried to lick it up yet?
It's not great. Yeah. But that's done and it looks nice, I guess, but it just sucks that it happened when I was having company over. Late Night with the Devil was pretty good. I can't remember if I mentioned that or not.
We talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You said you liked it.
It was pretty good. And what was the other thing? Oh. My doorbell got haunted. That was weird.
Ooh. I think I saw that episode.
Go on.
It was Monday. They had just finished.
Not Monday. Ah! That's the scariest day of all.
Actually, no, I'm lying. It was Wednesday. But either way.
Wednesday.
I just finished cooking and
now when you say cooking.
Mean food on stove. Okay. Yeah.
What I'm getting at is making a salad. I ain't cooking.
It's not cooking.
It's not cooking. Making a sandwich. I ain't cooking.
It's not cooking. Unless
you toast it?
Yeah, you toast that. That's bordering on cooking.
There's some gray area there.
But it sounded like somebody rang the doorbell. And then it just kind of cut out. And there was nobody at the door, but then the doorbell just kept vibrating and vibrating and vibrating. And it would not stop. And so I had to take the housing off the doorbell. And
you cut your house off?
I circumcised my house, yeah.
Did you ask first? Did you suck it off like the fucking weird Jewish thing?
What?
Circumcised or exercise?
Did you not know about that, Tristan?
The moil?
The what?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oof. Nick, you tell him because he won't believe me if I say it.
Okay. Let's be careful.
They'll be cool about it. They got a great sense of humor.
Who's they, Patrick?
The Jews. The Jewish people.
Okay. So
did you image search it on your work computer, Nick?
No. I believe they do it to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why they do it.
But when the moil, yeah, removes the foreskin, they hold on, let me see here.
Don't you sugarcoat this. You say what it is.
Yeah.
Is the moil the person who performs the bris?
Yeah, he sucks the blood out. Yes, yes. Yeah, the moil does the bris. I'm going to guess that it's not everyone. But yes, that happens. To clean the wound
with someone's dirty mouth.
Yeah. Yep.
On a baby wiener?
Yeah. You got it. They don't pay taxes, by the way.
I'm pretty sure Jewish people pay taxes, but you're talking about moils.
What that moil
religious organizations.
What that moil doing? Do what that moil do? Yeah, when Nick first told me that, I was like, "That's a fucking pat fact. You shut the fuck up. That's not real." And then he explained it and showed it to me, and then he demonstrated it on me, and I was like, "That's awful. Shouldn't be allowed."
Oh, you got a second circumcision.
That baby didn't consent.
You got a second incision?
Hmm?
You get a second circumcision?
Yeah. More like...
emphasis on the cum.
More like...
Hell yeah.
I wanted to see how long I could go without laughing.
I hope I encounter someone in real life who does that. Just peters out. More like a... You know you get it, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Eight Christmases those people get, you know. Wow.
But anyway, the doorbell would not stop vibrating, and it was to the point where the whole unit was heating up, and you could smell the plastic. It was starting to get hot.
You could smell that hot unit
because it something was triggering it, and it was constantly active, and I don't know what was happening.
You kept fiddling with it. It was getting hot.
Yeah, so getting all hot.
Yeah.
I ended up having to...
Do you ever walk by the doorbell and show it your big white butt?
No, I walk by the doorbell and show it my ding dong. Hello.
God damn. If we weren't just now at 60 minutes, I'd be like, it's fucking done. We're done. Everybody fucking get out of here.
That's awesome.
Ding dong. So no, I took some scissors and I snipped the wire connecting it.
Would you tell your landlord?
I called them when it was happening. I was like, you guys should probably send somebody over because this thing's getting hot and it's all messed up. And they sent somebody over and they were like, oh no, you did the right thing.
You just said out loud how I would have written that maintenance request. can you send somebody over to look at my doorbell? It's getting all hot and I think it's messed up.
Now I told them specifically what was happening, that the doorbell was buzzing and it was not stopping.
What did they say it might have been? Like a short somewhere?
They're going to be stopping by. They said if they weren't stopping by on Friday, that'll be Monday, and they weren't here today.
I wonder if they'll hook up a voltometer, see if maybe there's too much current going to the wires. I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of an electrician now, basically.
I did put in two resistors into my stereo, and it did fix my speaker popping problem, but it did not fix the channel issue. I think it might just be old and it's done.
Did you try checking the transistor?
I tried
just the resistor.
I tried the transistor. I tried the...
What about the capacitor?
I put in two resistors over the channels so that they complete the circuit so it wouldn't pop. However, the B set of speakers, the left channel, in either A or B set of speakers, there's something wrong with it. I'm going to clean the pots out this weekend to see if that fixes it. But if it doesn't, then I'm just going to look into getting a new receiver, which sucks because I really, really like that receiver.
I don't want to talk down to you.
No, you're good.
But did you try checking the flux capacitor?
I didn't. I did kiss it.
Okay.
I kissed it. I oiled it. Do you think that they call it moil oil?
Yeah.
Moil oil cleans the wound.
I'm 100% sure that they call it.
The person's saliva?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's moil oil.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Dude, how do you do that as a man? Look
at it.
I can
tell you how you do it.
I mean, I know that. I get that. I mean, trust me. Hey.
How do you do what as a man?
How do you, like, you just brought this child into the world. That's your child. That's your son. That's the fruit of your
loins. And now he becomes a man.
That's your fruit of your loins. And now you're going to watch this dude fucking kiss your baby's fucking dick. I don't understand, like, any, I don't, the, even like, there's lots of stuff in religion.
I don't see what the big hairy deal is.
There's not a hairy deal. It's a baby. Hey guys, ding dong. Right, boys. We have to have some Jewish listeners. Please write in and explain it to us. Have you been moiled? Let us know. Write in. Tell us your moil story. What's the moil of the story? God, we are on fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I just.
No moils for goils, though.
No, damn it, Tristan. Oh. I want to make the name of the episode, but I want that joke to be hidden. You got to find it. You got to earn that bit. You got to earn that tag. It's not in the title. You got to earn that one. We'll hit him in soft with like stink with a like with Arctic stench, or I don't know how old that horse is. We'll lead him in with that. We'll lead that underage maybe horse to water, but he earns no moils for goils. But Nick, what's the origin of it? You got to know. I'm sure you can look it up.
I don't. You'd think I would, wouldn't you?
Could you look it up?
It was started by a vampire, actually.
Oh, God damn it. Count Yivitz.
Now, we've talked about this before. The whole, you know, I don't know anything about the Jewish religion, but like for non-Jewish people especially, I don't understand circumcision. I don't understand why it's such a popular thing still.
I could see why as a society we'd be past it, but I'm also at the point, I'm also very thankful that I am, because I have heard from women that it is a roll of the dice with an uncircumcised dick on whether it's going to be pristine or awful.
It's a roll of the neck,
dude. And there's no middle ground.
That sounds like a personal problem, though, of maintenance.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a matter of, like, I talk to women, and I ask them, circumcision, what's the deal? And the majority of the men have said that the first time they're with someone, if it doesn't come up that they're not circumcised or, like, it hasn't been brought up beforehand, it's always a shock, and they're always hesitant to peel it back. To be like, is it going to be a clean weenie or is it going to be a dirty dough?
But again, though, like, that's a personal maintenance thing. That's not
absolutely.
Like, that's not like I'm just still amazed that the act itself is still as popular as it is.
I don't think it's. I mean. I guess given the definition of the word popular, yes, it is a thing that probably happens more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm glad I am.
Yeah, me too. It's gross.
Because you don't trust yourself to wash your dick?
No. It's just I just don't want to have to any. Here, okay, two reasons why I'm glad I'm circumcised.
I don't wash my dick.
I don't wash my dick.
Self-cleaning.
Yeah. I don't touch it when I piss. I don't touch it when I bathe.
You can take it up in China's.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know how old that horse's vagina is.
Potato, potato.
Potato, vagina.
Potato, clamato.
I have. That's very funny. I wish you hadn't whispered that.
I'm gonna say it again.
Say it
potato,
again.
Clamato.
Text. That's the name of the episode. I've heard horror stories from women about uncircumcised penises, and from my buddies who my long necks out there, that's what I call them, all my long neck boys out there, they have told me that the first time they had sex it lasted seconds. Because did you guys think about it, the heads of our dicks as circumcised guys just rugged after years of being brushed up against, just rugged, like the calluses in the hands of a man who uses rope, you know, just rugged, worn down, not as sensitive as someone who's had it daintily tucked away underneath a protective shield.
Under that neck.
Yeah. They have, two of my friends who were circumcised both told me the first time they had sex, it was like an embarrassing situation because it was so sensitive.
It did not like teasing at all.
None. Plus, have you ever seen one? It fucking
is. Do not make fun of me. I've just seen pictures. I've never seen one in meat space.
I was showering, oh, I got it. When I was showering with other boys at camps, I'm not going to say the name of it. When I went to summer camp.
Camp Happy Fingers.
I'm not going to say the name of the camp. I saw a lot of uncircumcised dicks, and they always weirded me out because they're fucking disgusting.
That's rude.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Looks like Anteater's face. I don't give a fuck. It's weird looking.
That's how your body naturally is.
Not mine, dog.
Yes, it is.
I got Catholic dicked up, dude. I got Catholic dick.
Your body is naturally like that.
I would have gotten rid of it.
Jesus.
Get rid of it. I don't need that potential stink. We're all self-conscious boys, all three of us. Could you imagine if not only were we worried about all the other nightmare soup we're dealing with, that we also had to worry about if on the event we were to stumble into a sexual escapade, just that we'd have some day stink under our dick. Our brains couldn't handle, that's what I'm saying, guys. Our brains, our levels of anxiety couldn't handle not being circumcised. Unless
you gotta deal with the possibility of day stink now.
Yeah, but not like crusted up day stink that I just haven't got a chance to get out yet. Smegma. I'm talking about smegma.
Smegma doesn't develop in a day.
Ah, you don't know that. Show me your foreskin.
Do you have a foreskin?
We all have foreskin. You don't cut the entire foreskin off.
So two skin. What? They don't?
They cut part of it off. They don't cut just the entire.
Which part?
I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the foreskin. Man,
you'll look up foreskin, but you won't look up moil.
I did. I looked it up.
Did you look up a how-to video?
No.
The entire skin that surrounds the shaft.
What you talking about? Who are you talking about? He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, they removed the whole foreskin, it says.
Huh.
According to University of Utah Health, circumcision and frenuloplasty.
I haven't read my medical book yet, so I can't speak to the validity of the statement.
Yeah, please tell us.
When I read that book, I'll know 99% more than people who have not read that book. So,
I just always assumed it was the whole thing, was the foreskin. But
they cut your whole dick off?
Yeah, they cut the whole dick.
I guess I just misunderstood. I thought that it was... the skin surrounding
Miss Underhood. Yeah. Hey, is that a good one?
It's good.
Thanks. You can grow your foreskin back.
I've heard of that.
You can get procedures. They'll like put your dick in like a weird apparatus. It's like two popsicle sticks and they just like pull your skin to the top of it. Just let it hang.
I've also heard of growing your hymen back.
What? How?
Oh yeah, they do reconstructive surgery.
Oh boy,
ladies out there! Countries where they'll kill you if you don't have it, and sometimes it can just fall out. Then they do. There are doctors that do reconstructive surgery.
What a fucking world, man! People's hymens are just falling off. God, being a girl sucks. Only making 80 cents to every dollar. Got to worry about your hymen. Losing it.
They keep it in your pocket.
They ought to call it an exclamation point. Am I right, ladies?
You got to be careful not to get too shaked up. They'll fall out.
The horse girls. Right?
You know what I'm talking about?
It's chicks ride ponies. Still haven't gotten any updates on why there's no men doing play horse competitions, guys. Disappointing the listeners that no one's cracked the hobby horse code for us yet. I spent hours. We spent an entire episode trying to figure it out.
It's a mystery.
I had to stop looking into it because all that was coming up were girls where I was like, I can't confirm that these are adults and I shouldn't be researching this anymore.
You're researching the hobby horsing. You're not being a creep. I'm hoping.
You're not supposed to put the word hot in front of it?
Hot hobby horsing.
Well, I was putting hot hobby horsing, comma, dude. Maybe that's why. Because it wasn't looking up hot hobby horsing dudes. It was just looking up hot hobby horsing dude.
Hobby horsing.
Nick, what are you finding over there?
I was just looking for show art.
Oh, nice. What were you looking up?
Trying to get some ideas from Midjourney. Sorry, I'm not being present.
Don't you ever apologize to me.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, whenever you say it to somebody, they almost always go, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Tristan, what are you doing this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm going to my parents for that Easter thing. Might play some cornhole. We'll see.
Are you good at cornhole?
Not particularly, no.
That surprises me.
Why?
Because we're a group of dudes who are good at dumb shit. And I figured that you're like, I'm actually a regional champion.
I mean, I'm not bad at it, but I'm not a savant.
You get competitive about it?
I mean, there's a part of me that gets a little competitive about anything that I'm going to do. But no, I don't get up in arms or anything.
One of the most annoying things is when someone says someone's like, oh, you're competitive. And you're like, I'm not. Because that in itself is like.
No, I'm not. I said it first.
No take backsies. No, I'm not. It's like when someone says you're always negative. You can't just be like, no, I'm not. Because it's like, it's a no win.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm a little competitive about it, but just I know that I go in with the expectation I'm probably not going to win. So
I hate that, Tristan. I wish you went in there like, this is my.
No, I mean, at least
my hold of corn.
My uncle is like really good at cornhole.
Is he really good, or is the rest of your family just dog shit? I'm sorry.
You know, I hadn't thought about it. Maybe I was dog shit at it.
I'm sorry, Tristan.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get Nick's attention, and I figured if I said something terrible.
Well, that's all I've got. So.
Hey, when are we doing the Through Being Cool weekend retreat?
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to plan that out though.
Yeah, we do. We're gonna hang out at Nick's house.
Train.
Nick, you gotta do baby steps, man. We gotta get Tristan to meet us first
before. Okay, can I take a train to meet you guys there?
Can you meet in Bowling Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a train. Sure. You can ride the train at the mall.
There's a train here. There's a train station. The historic one.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Can we do the tour together?
A tour of Bowling Green?
Yeah.
I would love that.
I sent this to you guys.
I've been there.
I would. I could live there for 12 years. Can't wait.
I want to do this with you guys.
I can't
so
wait
bad.
To be told where things are that I already know.
I really
I don't
do
know.
This.
I don't.
Please
want to see that.
Do it with me.
I would love to. Nick, sign me up. I'm down. Let's figure out a day. Sounds... Let's figure out a weekend. We're going to do it. We're going to do a tour of the town we all lived in.
So there is.
You're going to make me drive 2.5 hours to go to.
I got
to
drive 2.5 hours too.
To go to a tour to a place that I already know.
Now you might be wondering, why does it smell like cat food? I'm glad you asked. The factory, the HG Hills factory, has the train track located to its right. Some say on a good day you can smell it as far away as Russellville.
It's the history Crail Park. Yeah, there's a historic tour. It's a trolley.
Oh, this looks fun, Tristan.
The slogan is the fun way to see Bowling Green.
Oh, How hot is that trolley? Does it have AC?
A hot trolley. Well, it's not a Tesla.
Probably,
so.
Probably not, Patrick.
It's got to have air conditioning.
I doubt it.
There's a Dickens Christmas tour.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Before I even said it, I knew it.
I've got the tickets already.
Tristan, it's going to take us to the National Corvette Museum, which apparently has a Batmobile. Nobody told me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a Batmobile. I saw the Batmobile. That's true.
Fountain Square Capitol Theater. True. I've definitely driven by that daily for 8 years. Reservoir Hill, Fort Smith. I know where that's at. The Historical Ray Apart Train Museum. Yep, drove past that a bunch. Western Kentucky. Yeah, I know it pretty well. I went to there online and at night and to meet Nick for lunch.
But did you ever see it from a trolley?
I haven't.
Have you seen it in trolley vision?
Tristan, I will buy your ticket, but you have to wear a captain's hat. You have to wear like a bus driver's hat on the trolley when you go. We'll all wear them.
I trolley don't want to go.
That's
please
tough. Tough noogies, because we're doing
they do
this.
Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays every that.
Yep. We're going to figure this out.
Okay, there's a John Carpenter's Reel, R-E-E-L, get it? Real Sights, Real Scary tour, trolley tour. So how about that?
Yeah, Tristan, how about that? You like him. I like him too, actually. I like his music. I like his movies.
I like
Tristan.
Here it is. And
Nick, you can join the team. Why don't you become this person?
I can.
Why don't you become this guy driving down the 31 bypass in the photo here?
I would love.
Oh, man.
I would fucking love it.
What's that road that goes the back way from, it turns off of Russellville Road between HG Hills and Wendy's?
I don't know any of the roads.
Oh, that's right. You don't know any of the roads in the town. Oh, man. I forget that, like, you only know landmarks.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? I thought it was so funny that you worked for Jimmy John's and still don't know where any of the streets are.
No.
Oh, my God.
You go to 17 locations.
Dude, that's 16 more than you thought they were going to go to,
For the Real Sights. Real Scary. Look. He'll do that one.
Yeah, he'll do that one.
You go to all sorts of places. Morgantown Road Cemetery. The cemetery is fictional. Weather Station on Old Russellville Road. This is from The Fog. Then Halloween 2. And then you go to other places.
But I'll buy all of us those hats.
And there's a map available.
That link is too long.
You just click it. You don't have to click it once. You don't have to fucking read it. What the fuck?
Send me a shorter link.
Shut the fuck up. It's a kangaroo chauffeur hat for men and women, limousine hat for limo or taxi driver costumes hat, Captain Black sailor hat, stylish peak beret hat, women black. Tristan. Dude. Pick out a weekend in June. That's the earliest I can come because I got vacation stuff scheduled through then. Earliest I can come.
I gotta look. June. I'll look. I've got two business trips coming up in June. But
you look, Nick. You pick out a day.
I'll look at my schedule.
Throw it in the group chat. And we're gonna make this fucking happen.
Fuck yes.
Oh God, it's gonna be fun as shit.
God damn, yes.
A DBC trolley tour of BG?
Yes.
Dude, that's so funny. I'm
gonna be busy.
Oh, fuck off.
BG TBC trolley tour.
Oh my God. The TCB BGTT. With P&T. Oh man, I'm excited for this.
This will be awesome.
Yeah, we'll go get tattooed as well, Tristan. We'll all go get tattoos.
Yeah, we'll get tattoos.
Trolleys. We'll get trolley hat tattoos. I'll get a bus driver trolley hat. I'll get a trolley hat tattoo if you do this trolley tour, Tristan. With no question.
Please.
I don't give a shit. All I have are dumb tattoos. I don't fucking care anymore. Who cares?
Yeah, who even gives a care?
I don't even give a shit. I don't give a toot. I don't give a tit. I don't give a fuck. In that order.
Oh, Patrick, did you see my message to you?
Don't you change the subject.
Subject is I'm busy.
By changing the subject, you've I don't know if you read the fine print on this episode, but by changing the subject, you agree to the subject that was mentioned beforehand. So contractually obligated.
That's true. That is true.
Yep. So
I didn't sign no EULA.
Oh, it's in the fine print of accepting invite into this podcast. You adhere to the changing the subject makes you commit to the subject earlier that you changed it from.
That's true.
Yep. It's in the fine print.
Sorry.
Them's the brakes, B-R-A-K-E-S, like the brakes on a trolley. Now, what did you send me, Tristan? Very important.
I had told you that Brian. Yeah, you did see it.
I did see that. I'm infuriated
because I didn't even mention it to him because it just was not worth it anymore. I didn't care anymore. Yeah. But he listens consistently. Yeah. And so he was like, he brought it up to me. He was like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I fucking, but also good on you, Brian.
Yeah.
How did you not know that was horse shit?
Because the way he said it, it's not that he just said it.
I would text one of your friends. Our friends, but let's just be real here. Brian is, you've known Brian exponentially longer than I have. And you guys are closer and I want that for you. And I appreciate the both of you greatly. So for you to think that I would reach out to him to ask if I should spend time with you, that is so crazy on so many fucking levels, especially given that you think I would reach out to anybody outside of you two for just about anything. Everyone I talk to is either on this show, in my current text chain of 6 messages, or my mother. So I don't even have Brian's phone. I mean, I probably have Brian's phone number. To think that I would, or on Discord. Yeah, you should have known that.
I probably should have. That's on me. I'm sorry. That's on me.
It just makes me realize like the web that I've weaved with my friend group of, if we're all just going to try to get one over on each other because we think it's funny. Then no one's going to be able to trust anything anyone ever says.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I thought Jeremy was going to stand me up for Ghostbusters the other weekend.
Oh, really?
I thought he was good. Cause I kept messaging like, hey man, are we still on? And he wasn't responding. And I was like, if he stands me the fuck up, it'd be funny, but I'd be upset about it.
Ooh. Oh, are you going to be done with the book before the end of the month?
Which book?
The book, Your Kids Are Ugly.
Oh, it's art. Max sending me the artwork tonight.
That's awesome, nice. Dude.
So it'll be up probably by the end of the weekend, hopefully. Middle of next week at the latest.
So nice. So you hit your goal.
But when you hear this, it would have been weeks ago because I think at this point we're 4 episodes ahead.
Excited.
So hitting your goal.
I'm excited, also extremely nervous because it's like the one that I've worked the hardest on. It's a little bit out of my, I put a lot of work into this one. So if it comes out and nobody gives a shit, I will be kind of bummed out. But at the same time, I'm proud of it. So that's all that really matters.
How are you? I mean, it's okay if you can't talk about it here.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How are you releasing it?
Digital. It's going to be available digital through Kindle Publishing, and then if you want to get a physical copy, you can order one of those as well. Because I found out that Kindle now does print to order, so if you want a physical copy, that'll be available. If not, you can just buy it digitally like the other ones.
Kindle's Amazon, right?
Yeah. I'll probably put it up for $1 or $2 for the digital version, and then I think I could set the price at the physical release to like $5 or $7. I might just buy a bunch for myself and then just have people reach out to me directly so that they don't have to feel bad about going through Amazon. They can order it from me, but just know that I fronted my money so they don't have to, kind of deal. Kind of feel better about that. But I just buy 100 or something myself and then go, hey, I have these. Because I can resell them because they're fucking mine. I own the rights to it, so.
But can't you go to jail for artificially inflating your sales? I'm just joking.
I mean,
why would that be true?
I was about to say, you know that's how booksellers work, right?
Huh?
You know that's how booksellers work, right?
Uh-uh.
I don't know the majority of the time. So bookselling, at least it was a few years ago, can be a complete fucking scam. Of what they'll do is they also did this for like Adele and shit for like records. So say you want to carry
her.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is, so like, let's just use an example. Fucking Bill O'Reilly puts a book out, right? It's probably dog shit. He didn't fucking write it. Someone else wrote it. But what he'll do is the company, the publishing company, if you want to get that Bill O'Reilly book in your store, you can't just order 5 or 6. You have to order like 70. So they'll do that. And then they'll say that this is how many units they sold, when in reality, that's just how many orders were put into distribution. They weren't necessarily sold. So what ends up happening is they do that, and then they'll return those books and they'll get a refund of a cut. They'll get a percentage of their refund goes back to the store. So technically, a company can make more money off a book not selling at all. So like, you could buy the book and then send them all back, and then they only have to give you like a small percentage back to the store. So
I'm sure they also have just like organizations or whatever that's set out to buy those books so that they can sell them on their fucking grifting tours.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the thing, right? Is like, you buy a ticket to this, you'll also get a copy of the book. So what are you really paying for? You know what I mean? Prince did it. He did an album. I think he put out an album where if you bought a ticket to the show, you got a copy of the album. So it went toward a sale, which then made his album go to like number one. Yeah. The only like weird true like rating system nowadays is like technically like video game sales, but they really don't release those till like the end of a quarter. Or movie ticket sales are pretty accurate to like the day.
That makes sense.
Because there's no, you just, it's all fucking
except
revenue.
For digital. No one ever knows how digital works.
Nope. Which is why it's like, I don't know how many downloads I have of like either of the stuff I put out, but I have like, I know where it ranked within releases of like that time period. So it was number one both times. So like, but who's counting? You know, I'm worried that this one won't do that because I haven't put anything out in a while. So I don't know that if people have added me as like their authors to watch or tagged me or anything, that I'll pop up in their algorithm. So we'll see what happens.
I hope
this,
so, man.
This one's going to be real grassroots. This one's going to be, hey, this is out. Please fucking go look at it. Which I might actually tag something onto the episode that goes out the week so that this doesn't come out 4 weeks from now. People are like, oh, it's out. Neat. So.
Well, hell yeah. Congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
We'll see what happens. We are going to meet next week to do a playthrough of Nick's game.
Yeah.
So that we can figure out where the fuck the story's going. I have a laptop now where I can play the game. So.
I'll send you the most recent version.
But Nick, it's called a build.
Well. I think the last one I sent you it's good enough.
Okay.
Cause I had to right now it's in the middle of changes that will make it like unplayable. So there's that. Let me find it. No.
Yes. You have to find it.
Damn it. I need to get a hobby, another hobby.
Damn it, Janet. You should start Twitch streaming.
I don't have the personality for a Twitch streamer.
Tristan, I told you, there was a time where I was going to streams with no viewers and just going to the comment section and being like, hey, man, you're doing great.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that that's not what most Twitch streamers do. Or Twitch viewers. I have a feeling that's not what they do. Just be supportive.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, you're killing it. See little kids' faces brighten up. And then I realized that a lot of times the only people with at least one viewer were children, and I should probably stop doing that.
It's still better than fucking what, chat roulette or whatever.
Ooh. If this just
amazed me that was a thing.
Let's just be honest. If you ever use chat roulette, you were talking to a child at some point. If you used it for more than 10 minutes, you were going to end up talking to a child.
And if you were one of those people who were doing what you were doing on chat roulette, then you were seen by children, and you should think about that.
Yeah. You should moil yourself instead of showing your moil to the goyles.
Yeah, think about that sometimes.
Take that to the market.
There you go. I just resent it.
Nice. All right, boys. I got to go meet Emily for dinner and try not to fall asleep at it.
All right. Knight Riders and Boogum Boys, unite and witness us. Born ugly, race stupid, we give you
permission.
10 years of casting, dreaming about detectives, learning about our bodies with everyone, answering bad questions, giving worse advice, talking shit about shit that everyone. Cause we are through being cool. I hope you're not through listening. Knight Riders witness. This is who we are. We are through being cool. What Tristan made.